The tug of war continues between public and private choice schools in Milwaukee, once again over transportation. Last fall, a pair of Milwaukee voucher schools asked MPS to cover the cost of getting their students to and from school. Now, one of those programs is suing MPS. They say the district has refused to take action, violating state law, and discriminating against students who attend private religious schools. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello has been following the issue and brings us this update.
Here's a refresher for you. Wisconsin has a law on its books about how private school students get to class. To explain, here's Brian Ponke, Assistant State Superintendent for Finance and Management.
Under state law, students that attend private elementary or high schools, those students are entitled to transportation provided by the public school district in which they reside if certain criteria are met.
The last part of that rule he read is important. Public districts must pay for busing for private school students if they meet certain conditions.
The criteria are that the child lives 2 or more miles from the private school that he or she attends, the child resides within the private school's approved attendance area, and 3, the private school that the child attends is located either within the boundaries of that child's school district or not more than 5 miles beyond the boundaries of the district.
That's a lot of ifs, and the nuances complicate things. For example, public districts must evaluate transportation requests on a case-by-case basis and negotiate an arrangement with choice schools they see as competitors. Remember, the relationship between public and private choice schools has long been a strained one. State funding comes attached to thousands of students who can attend either sector at public expense.
MPS is the local education authority, and services have to come through them. All children in this city are really under their charge.
Paul Gessner is the head of Milwaukee's St. Joan Antietam High School. The all-girls choice school has paid to bus its students for the last 6 years at a cost of more than $100,000 annually. So, based on the state law mentioned, Gessner applied for reimbursement from MPS, but the district turned him down. St. Joan sought legal help and made multiple attempts to rectify the issue. No dice. So this week, St. Joan filed a lawsuit against the district. Gessner says his students and their families are entitled to the same transportation benefits as their public school peers. He calls the situation a social justice concern.
The issue is that the law requires MPS to treat our students the same as they treat theirs. Many parents tell me that if we don't provide yellow bus, then their daughter won't come here. I just don't think it's right for our families to have to make that decision based on something as basic as transportation.
Still, no answer from the district. An MPS spokeswoman says the district does not comment on pending litigation. St. Joan isn't the only choice school challenging MPS over bus service. Leaders of the Messmer Catholic School Network say they've also contacted the district multiple times about reimbursement for student transportation. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.